How are you, Ricky?
Hey, Jody Mack. Always glad to be back.
My pleasure. Know you spent the last couple quality hours on the banks of the old Raritan over there in New Jersey at Rutgers. I had the game on. I watched some of it, but not a lot. Tremendous defensive struggle or two inept offensive teams?
Two inept offensive teams, and it was painful to watch. You were hoping they would come away with the W, but I will tell you this, you know, quarterback, hot topic, obviously Clayton Thorson from Northwestern. You had Rick Spielman from the Vikings, Marty Herney from the Panthers, and Joe Banner from the Eagles all on hand to check him out, possible day two selection.
Did he play like a day two selection for you today?
He did not, Jody. You know, just a little bit hesitant going downfield, lobbing the deep ball, you know, predetermining where he was going to go with his passes, coming off of off-season throwing surgery. I know he was working out with Phil Sims here in New Jersey during the summer, was expecting to see more. However, I did not. And you know what? The Giants, on a side note, were not here either, so they did not miss much.
No, okay, good enough. Yeah, the Giants are going to be setting their sights a little higher than Clayton Thorson, just a guess on my part. But yeah, Ricky, I called you during the week and I talked to you. I told you what I wanted to talk about here today. We'll get you on plenty between now and next April, several times to talk about the upcoming draft when we get there. You're already tracking guys, rating guys for this upcoming rest of this season and leading into next year's draft. I wanted to go quarterback specific with you because I've had an ongoing conversation with the guy who's done the last couple of Saturdays with me, Gary Myers. He just happens to be off this Saturday, about the Giants and how they handled last year's draft. They had the number two pick in the draft. They chose not to take a QB. They didn't have a chance at Baker Mayfield. He was off the board before he was chosen. Sam Darnold, we know, went to the Jets, and the Giants are going to have to watch him play in the same stadium for the next decade or so, and it's painful for Giant fans. The quarterback in last year's draft, Mayfield went one, Darnold went two, Allen went six or seven, Rosen went 10. How did they as a group compared to the quarterbacks in the more previous drafts, the last two, three, four, five drafts? You go back as far as Andrew Luck. I know he was the highest rated coming out in a long time. Since he came out, probably still higher rated than anybody else who's come out since. How did last year's grouping of four who went in the top 10 compare to other drafts?
You know, it's obviously yet to be determined, but early indications and, you know, based on our grades last year coming out, hey, we had five first-round grades on quarterbacks, which is a very deep quarterback class. And, you know, if you look at previous years, you mentioned Andrew Luck. Carson Wentz would be the guy in most recent drafts, 2016 draft, that would be rated, you know, as close to Luck as you could get. But I think in terms of finding a franchise signal caller, you know, 2018 was definitely rated higher than what the 2017 draft was. And I think, you know, in terms of depth, I would put it ahead of the 2016 class, even though Wentz and Goff are doing quite well. The other quarterbacks in that draft class, Paxton Lynch, Christian Hackenberg, and Connor Cook are yet to be heard from. So, you know, I think, listen, when you're picking at the top of the draft, and I think it was the highest the Giants had selected since Lawrence Taylor, and a generational type of talent. And I know, you know, David Gettleman thought he was getting a generational type of talent, and that may be so, but I think in terms of the NFL, the quarterback is such a vital position. You have such a rare opportunity to get a franchise quarterback that when you are in that position, you have to pull the trigger because you just don't know when that opportunity may come back around again. Now, it looks like they may have lucked out and might be in position to make up for that mistake last year. But I think when you're that high, you have a handful of guys that could potentially be franchise quarterbacks, you have to pull the trigger.
Fair enough. How did last year's group, and I know you were high on Rosen, who's struggling a little out of the gate for Arizona. He doesn't have a lot around him, but that's the want of a quarterback that's taken high in the draft. You join a team that has the ability to take you because they're not that good to begin with. How does the previous years like a Mariota and a Jameis Winston compare with Rosen and Darnold and Mayfield?
You know, I think that Winston, if he was in last year's draft, I would probably have him slotted as the fourth quarterback. Now, hey, I'm going to be honest. Baker Mayfield was my fourth rated quarterback as of last year, and he looks phenomenal. And probably, you know, going to make me eat my words on that. But I would probably have I had Rosen, Allen, Darnold. I'd probably slot in Winston there. And then, you know, Baker, Mariota, you know, I'd probably put Mariota slightly ahead of Baker Mayfield, too. Now, Baker Mayfield is busting down the barriers for smaller quarterbacks. And I think all these quarterbacks have shown flashes and glimpses. And you say, hey, okay, well, listen, even Rosen and Allen before the injury, their teams aren't enjoying success, but you see the glimpses, you see the potential, and you say, hey, we have something here. But I think, you know, when it comes to the Giants, the big thing here is it's not just that they need a franchise quarterback. They have to get a quarterback that's mobile, a quarterback that can move because, you know, the statuesque Manning, as we've seen, you can get five new offensive line starters. You got to have somebody who can avoid the rush. This offensive line is going to take multiple years to overhaul. It's not a quick fix, and I think that's, you know, listening to part of your show earlier, I think that's the biggest frustration with Odell Beckham is that, you know, you don't have somebody who can buy time. And, you know, a Deshaun Watson or a guy like Baker Mayfield obviously can move around. Even Josh Rosen is a little bit agile. Josh Allen can escape the rush. You need somebody who can buy time in the pocket. And I think that's why, you know, you take a look at this year's draft class. I don't want to jump ahead too much, but a guy like Justin Herbert from Oregon, a guy like Daniel Jones from Duke, who's been linked to the Giants, these guys are tall, they've got big arms, but they can also move around. A guy like Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, we're seeing that too. So I think that's part of the issue here is that, you know, hey, would Sam Darnold be looking great in big blue right now? Absolutely, but you put him behind that offensive line, he's not going to have a whole heck of a lot greater success than Eli. I mean, you know, you have less than 2 seconds to get rid of the ball. It's really tough to operate.
Fair enough. Ricky Saratella from NFL Draft Bible. Check him out, NFLDraftBible.com. Our guest here on The Fan. You mentioned Herbert, and he is the top-ranked quarterback, and I've specifically watched him a couple of times this year to get a good feel for him. And, yes, he's got the arm strength. He's got the athletic ability, can make plays on the run. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Darnold, as a matter of fact. No, he's got 7 more games to play. Then you go through the process, the combine, the individual workouts and the like. So a grade can change on a player. With what you've seen to this point, how does he compare with the guys who were on the board in top 10 picks last season?
You know, I would probably slot Herbert. You know, again, Rosen, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold were my 1, 2, and 3. I think those three guys are probably better prospects coming out than a Justin Herbert, and I think Herbert's right there neck and neck with them. So I do think that Herbert is the clear-cut guy, head and shoulders above the rest of the quarterbacks. The other QBs all come with question marks, and now, you know, remember here, Jody, he's still a junior, so, you know, if he goes back and returns for his senior season, this could really become a shallow draft class in terms of quarterbacks very quickly.
Understood, but I would take any money that you'd want to wager if he has a chance or a choice to come out this year as possibly the first quarterback taken off the board, or next year when Tua Tagovailoa is coming off the board for Alabama, so you're almost guaranteed to be no better than second as quarterback draft eligible. Yeah, unless Herbert goes backwards badly and or injures himself, is there any way he would actually think about going back to school?
You know, there was some whispers entering the season that he was going to stay there, you know, for the full commitment and play out his senior year. I think a lot has happened between now and the start of the season. And to your point, again, you know, if you're the clear-cut guy, it's only a matter of time until the agents, you know, get in your ear and tell you what they can do for you. But, you know, the way it's looking right now, I mean, it would be hard to imagine that he returns back to Oregon.
All right, if we agree that he's the top guy, give me the next 2 or 3, admittedly dropping off from Herbert. Who are the next 2 or 3 as far as you would rank potential first-rounders or no better than second-round guys in the draft?
You know, for me personally, it's Ryan Finley from North Carolina State, and we'll have a chance to see him today against Clemson. I think that game just started a little while ago, and I think it's going to go a long ways in determining what his draft stock is going to be. And, you know, not that one game make or break you, but this is the closest he's going to get to facing an NFL caliber defense. Just about every starter on that Clemson team is going to be playing football on Sunday. So it's going to be a real good opportunity for Finley to state his case. Now, he doesn't have quite the arm strength as a Herbert. He's more of a, you know, pinpoint accuracy kind of game manager, some people may call him. I think what you're getting in a Ryan Finley is more of a Alex Smith, a Andy Dalton type of quarterback, where he's not a quote-unquote franchise quarterback, but he's a good hold-the-fort guy and maybe top 16 quarterback in the better half of the league that can guide your team to the playoffs and produce some winning football. I'd be a little bit hesitant, but again, you know, when you stack him up against the rest of the draft class, he looks very appealing. Now, the wild card in this year's draft class is the kid from Ohio State, Dwayne Haskins, obviously a redshirt sophomore, limited body of work. We only have 7 games to go off of, but in terms of what he brings to the table, in terms of decision-making, accuracy, being able to command that Ohio State offense. Now, we've talked about this. He's got a stacked and loaded roster. How much of it is Haskins? How much of it is the supporting cast? I think those are some valid questions. But I think, you know, those are the next two guys for me in terms of potential first-round picks. Now, there's other guys in consideration that, you know, others might view higher. But for me, Haskins, Finley would be 2 and 3.
I'll give you one guy who I do like a little bit, and he has not disappointed me. He kind of flashed for me last year, and he's picked up where he left off. I kind of like Will Greer. He's got the arm strength and, as you talked earlier, athletic ability, can pull it down. He's not a running quarterback, but he can make plays outside the pocket. It's, I wouldn't call it a great strength, but he has the capability to do so. And I like him because he's got nerve. He tries to throw the ball into tight windows. He's not afraid to take some chances when his accuracy gets even better. And I think Will, over time, I actually think he's got a chance to be a pretty damn good pro quarterback.
I do like Will Greer. I think, you know, he does have the ability to make those throws that make you go, whoa. You know, we'll wait and see. Again, Baker Mayfield kind of smashing some of the stigma for the shorter quarterbacks. I have Will Greer listed at 6'1". Not a death sentence, but, you know, not a prototypical size for your quarterback. So I do think from a talent standpoint, he's right there when you compare him to a Drew Luck, to a Jarrett Stidham, to some of these other guys. I think Will Greer is a guy that, you know, when you get him to Indianapolis and you size him up in terms of arm strength and the ability to make all the throws, I think that's where he's going to gain some of that draft stock, some of that value, and people are really going to recognize the fact that, hey, this guy can really sling the rock.
Check out his website, NFLBible.com, NFLDraftBible.com, one of the best in the business. I guarantee you he'll be on with me plenty between now and next April to talk about this year's draft class. Rick Saratella, thank you very much for hopping aboard. We'll talk, brother.
Always fun. Thank you, Jody.